Blog Talk Radio.
Douchebag. That was my own thing.
That's where you'd be wrong, Chris.
Oh, that's fine. Fuck you.
Jericho has said fine douchebag.
Oh.
But you see, you wouldn't notice since, you know, you don't watch SmackDown. So let me ask you, have you ever watched SmackDown ever in your life?
Once in a while, but just SmackDown never really interested me.
I mean SmackDown Attitude Era version, SmackDown.
I wasn't really watching wrestling at the time SmackDown Attitude Era was on. I kind of started watching it like 2003.
That was still Attitude Era, Chris. PG Era didn't start until, 2009?
Okay, well, I mean, I didn't really consider SmackDown ever Attitude Era because it was always PG.
No, Chris, SmackDown was not always PG.
Well, when I watched it, it was always rated PG.
Trust me, it was not always PG. SmackDown was a part of the Attitude Era.
I know.
I'm thinking about buying the new fucking WWE Championship.
Okay.
Just so that way I can have the title. Just to say, DC is not going to be calling in tonight. Thank God.
Well, that's a good thing.
That's a very good thing.
Me and Joe were talking new rule with him. He has an hour, 55 minutes in the penalty box next time he calls in. And if he hangs up, it keeps rolling through.
Sounds good to me.
Because then he'll never get out of the penalty box.
Yeah. And then Gil G will get a nice, big, long, fucking angry message from D.C.
It all works.
Because no way in hell am I going to accept this friend request.
Smart, and I don't have him on my friend's list either.
Well, I probably didn't know who the fuck you are quite yet.
Which is a good thing.
So even though this is a cover of Jenny from the Block by fucking J-Lo, yeah, here we go with Becky G with Becky from the Block.
Children growing, women producing, men go working, some do steal. Everyone's got to make a living.
I'm so Becky from the Block. Always had a little, but I want a lot. No matter where I go, I know where I came from. I won't stop till I get to the top. I'm so Becky from the Block. Always had a little, but I want a lot. No matter where I go, I know where I came from. Yo, first grade, Oak Street Elementary, a few blocks from the Inglewood Cemetery. I lived through hard times according to my memory. Then I learned to rhyme like I'm reading out the dictionary. I still walk to the Kelso Market, even though I get to walk them red carpets. My family lived in my grandpa's garage, so I started working just to help out my pops. It all started when my grandpa crossed over. Now one day I'ma be a crossover. Right now it's just, who is that girl? But one day I'ma be all around the world. Still get grounded, always stay grounded. Still do chores even when I'm on tour. One thing for sure, I'ma always be me. That West Side, Becky, Becky, Becky G. Stop till I get to the top. I'm so Becky from the Block. Always had a little, but I want a lot. No matter where I go, I know where I came from. I won't stop till I get to the top. I'm so Becky from the Block. Always had a little, but I want a lot. No matter where I go, I know where I came from. Yo, what you know about the in and out line? And what you know about that 405 drive? My life is changing quickly right before my eyes. It hits me every time that I'm on Hollywood and Vine. If you wanna date me, you gotta ask my daddy. And my 30 uncles, you can meet them in an alley. And one day, I'ma bring home a Grammy. But no matter what, I'll be bringing home Randy's. Donuts, so what? Holla when you see me. I'm still the same beat, even when I'm on TV. Stay rockin' J's with my diamonds and pearls. You can take me out the hood, but not the hood out of the girl. Yes, I love sushi, love my calamari, but ain't no better chef than my very own mommy. If you can't catch me roaming in my barrio, I'm with my listas praying the rosario. From the the block. Always had a little, but I want a lot. No matter where I go, I know where I came from. I won't stop till I get to the top. I'm so Becky from the block. Always had a little, but I want a lot. No matter where I go, I know where I came from. Inglewood, Kelly girl for life. Shout out to Jennifer Lopez. Latino stand up. What's up?
And we're back. But, I don't know. Trying to find something to buy off of eBay.
I thought you'd be trying to find something off Listia. Did you get your whatever Chinese cheesecake yet?
Dude, it's just a recipe.
Why didn't you get the recipe?
Yeah. I got every single recipe that I bid it on for them. Well, up on Etsy anyways.
Okay.
There we go. I found the perfect championship title just for Chris. It's the Internet Championship title belt.
I'm sorry, I'm not going to buy a title that's of your boyfriend, Zack Ryder.
Hey, you know what? That title was pretty fucking dope, man. Actually, it looks better than the fucking bigger fucking WWE title. Shit, yo, if I had like 3,000 or 4,000 bucks, I'd get the fucking replica title belt that's up on here that's signed. By the Undertaker.
Okay.
Oh, look. They got the authentic WWE Championship spinner belt signed by Triple H, Randy Orton, and Sheamus. And they want 1,000 bucks for that shit. Fuck out of here. But I'll find some of the bonus shit to grab.
Okay.
In the meantime,
Burger King. I'll just blow my brains out on my shower drape. Then again, maybe I won't. I turn into such a pussy with a gun in my throat. Then my mom walks in, sees a noose on my neck, and I got my pants down. Well, what'd you expect? So I pull my pants up and I tie that rope. I'll be on TV, mom. Yeah, that's my quote. I'm M. Wally, it's a real M. Wally. All you record labels really need to start calling. Dial my number and I'll pick up. I'll pick up. I'll pick up. I'm M. Wally, it's a real M. Wally. All you record labels really need to start calling. Dial my number and I'll pick up. I'll pick up. I'll pick up. Hey, you wanna know what part's the worst? I'ma get famous, bring Rachel Starr to church. Here's the truth, boo. It ain't as big as you used to. I hope I won't lose you.
I saw you on YouTube. That's okay, but my pussy's real loose too.
Gotta love porn stars, at least she's honest. You think I'm disgusting? I'm way beyond it. Me and rapper like Casey Anthony and her daughter. Fill a tub of chloroform and I tell her it's water. Then I take that little girl, I mean, pardon me, rappers. Dispose of your bodies, go partying after. Was it too soon to say that shit? How about this? Tell Casey I'd bang that bitch. Oh shit, I must be really sick. Talking about a murdering gun, how I give her dick. Please don't put the blame on me. Lost my mind getting shot at with RPGs. I'm party free, where the RDB? You could eat my heart, but you still not me. Cause I'm M. Wally, yes, I'm real M. Wally. All you record labels really need to start calling. Dial my number and I'll pick up. I'll pick up. I'll pick up. I'm M. Wally, yes, I'm real M. Wally. All you record labels really need to start calling. Dial my number and I'll pick up. I'll pick up. I'll pick up.
I repeat, the suspect is armed and dangerous. He's about 6 foot, 190 pounds. Looks kind of fruity. Probably with an Indian kid and smells like really, really good weed. Last known vehicle, 2005 green BMW. I repeat, be on the lookout. Probably has a black kid or two with him. He's known to be like that, if you know what I'm saying. All units in the area, shoot on sight. I repeat, shoot on sight. And make sure you plant a good gun on him.
And we're back.
That's definitely a dope track from M. Wall. All I gotta say about that.
Basically, all tracks by M. Wall are dope as hell.
Yeah, pretty much. Let's see.
Feed me. Feed me more. Feed me more. Feed me more.
Hey, what happened? Throw it back on.
Feed me. Feed me more. Feed me more. Feed me.
You won't get too far.
we're back.
And I just thought about something. Ryback was the only person at WrestleMania who didn't botch a move.
Well, it's not like he always botches a move there, Chris.
Hey, that he's the only person at Mania who didn't screw up a maneuver.
That's not true.
Okay, then name somebody else besides him that did not screw up a maneuver.
Well, let's see. Maybe Sheamus, Orton. There's two people right there for you.
Well, I mean, so basically everybody's botched maneuvers at WrestleMania this year.
Yeah, even fucking Seth Rollins.
I saw that. I was like, he really fucked that maneuver up and did that against the barrier.
That's because he's a fucking idiot. Plain and simple. He's a fucking idiot.
Well, at least he still takes high-risk maneuvers, unlike Undertaker. I mean, even though I do still respect Undertaker for everything he's done.
Chris, you like Undertaker hasn't...
Oh,
never...
my God. Becky, look at her butt. It is so big. She looks like one of those rap guys' girlfriends. But, you know, who understands those rap guys? They only talk to her because she looks like a total prostitute, okay? I mean, her butt is just so big. I can't believe it's just so round. It's, like, out there. I mean, gross. Look. She's just so black.
I like big butts, and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. Yeah, when a girl walks in with an itty-bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung. Wanna pull up tough, because you notice that butt was stuck. She's wearing. I'm hooked and I can't stop staring. Oh, baby, I want to get whipped up and take your picture. My homeboy tried to warn me, but that butt you got makes
me so horny.
Ooh, rump up smooth skin. You say you want to get in my bins? Well, use me, because you ain't that average groupie. I've seen her dancing to hell with romance and can't sweat. Wet, got it going like a turbo vet. I'm tired of magazines and flat butts all the thing. Take the average black man and ask him less. She got to pack much back. So, fellas,
yeah.
Fellas,
yeah.
Your girlfriend got your butt.
Hell yeah.
Shake it,
shake it,
shake it,
shake it,
shake
it.
Shake
it.
Shake that healthy butt. Baby got ballet
feet with the open booty.
Here's my scandal. I want to get you home and double up. I ain't talking about Playboy, because silicone parts are made for toys. I want them real thick and juicy. So find that juicy double. Mix a lot's in trouble, begging for a piece of that bubble. So I'm looking at rock videos. Knock me bimbos walking like hoes. You can have them bimbos. I'll keep my women like Flojo. A word to the thick soul sisters. I want to get with ya. I won't cuss or hit ya. But I got to be straight when I say I want to. Till the break of dawn, baby, got it going on. A lot of simps won't like this song, cause them punks like to hit and quit it. And I'd rather stay and play, cause I'm long and I'm strong, and I'm down to get the friction on. So ladies, ladies, do you wanna roll my Mercedes? Turn around, stick it out. Even white boys got to shout, baby got back. Ain't got nothing to do with my selection. 36, 24, 36. Only if she's 5'3. So your girlfriend rolls a Honda, playing workout tape by Fonda. But Fonda ain't got a motor in the back of her Honda. My Anaconda don't want none unless you got buns, hun. You can do side bends or sit ups, but please don't lose that butt. Some brothers want to play that hard role and tell you that the butt ain't gold, so they toss it and leave it. To retrieve it. So Cosmo says you're fat. Well, I ain't down with that. Cause your waist is small and your curves are kicking. And I'm thinking about sticking to the beanpole dames in the magazines. You ain't it, Miss Thing. Give me a sister, I can't resist her. Red beans and rice didn't miss her. Some knucklehead tried to diss. Cause this girl's on my list. He had game, but he chose to hit him. And I pull up quick to get with him. So ladies, if the butt is round and you want a triple X throwdown, dial 1-900 mix a lot and kick them nasty thoughts. Baby got back.
And we're back. And we ain't got nobody tuned in. Not really surprised.
The thing I was trying to say, though, is, I mean, I understand that Undertaker really doesn't do, like, the high-flying maneuvers anymore, but then again, I understand, cause, like, you know, how old he is and whatnot.
But you need to realize, even, you know, Undertaker didn't really do too many high-flying maneuvers in the beginning in the first place.
Well, I mean, like, the last 4 years before this, they always did that. Yeah.
You must be bored.
You really must be. I know exactly what you mean. I mean, but I'm saying, like, the four WrestleManias before this year, he always did that maneuver where he ran and jumped over the ropes. But, I mean, I understand, like, with his age and whatnot.
Well, definitely has nothing to do with it, but okay.
I mean, I still respect him, though. There's no way that you can't respect the Undertaker for what he's done.
That's not really a high flying maneuver too much, since, you know, everybody does it.
Well, okay, that's still a high risk maneuver, but, like, that's a high risk maneuver the Undertaker usually did.
That's not a high risk. Dude, the high risk maneuver count would be coming off the top rope. That's a high risk maneuver.
Well, I mean, you get what I'm trying to say, though. Like, that was the one maneuver, like, him jumping over the ropes, like, that he kind of stopped doing.
Now I have another thing I just ordered off of eBay to add to everything else that I've gotten off of there.
Which is?
The WWE Edge World Heavyweight title, which is actually autographed by Edge.
Nice.
Yeah, shockingly enough, the idiot that owned it was only asking $40 for this shit. Not really enough, but
So, you think you're untouchable?
Word life. This is basic thugonomics. This is basic thugonomics. Word life. I'm untouchable.
Favorite curve on a woman is?
Open your motherfucking ears, cause bumping out your speakers is the sound of the cryptic clown. For that lifestyle movement, he's putting it down. The great, repping 978, Madue, Massachusetts. This the motherfucking meth town messiah. Listen up, cause somebody's gonna give it to you. Who? The D!
D's gonna give it to you. If you're looking for some drama, I'm ready to roll. I'll put you through that dungeon, gonna wonder. Who's the kid coming with the wonder of some sick fucked up thoughts on the fire from under? Light the light on you, put you in it and spot. Figure out if you're ready to rock, cause I've been in the stop. I'm lost within a mind that's combined from an undeniable sign. Rub you on my line and choke you with twine. Like a Josh, suckers, I'm tired of the talk. Make you a paraplegic, so I don't gotta see you walk. Maybe if you're lucky, you won't have to get stuck. Cause it's meaning you ain't dreaming, I'm lying by the chalk. Very scary when daring and tearing through a cherry. And dairy, there are some fairies, so we're just begging to be buried.
You live a little bit with the pain, and how many people want to kick some ass.
Bitch, what the hell of an Africa Bambaataa? Boom! Land on the ground, that's what you get. is the newest one. Niggas set up a rap rack for the serious number. Just to play DJs, it's who he is. But they really give it to a new bitch, and that's who he is. Who he is. A1 say that's who he is. Yeah.
I don't give a damn about what come out your mouth. Fuck no. You ain't coming real with us, don't chill with us, just go. The biggest I've ever seen, I mean everything I say. But you got URALY.
Telling me I should have paid much better. The amount that we gave it took a loss, I should have killed ya. But I was busy rocking 20,000 and Roskilda. All shit, off of me you made profit. Brand new Benjamin cost it. Bought your bitch a new locket. Came in talking that boss shit. Now my bitch done lost it. But look how much it all costed. The music industry's a hog, bitch.
Man, I really wanna kill them, but in this business it's hard to get to those. When you kill motherfuckers, the consequences they are predictable. We'll be starving quick to blow. And it'd be hard to get to those. But your bargain takes the blow. Aren't you this to go far with shit to show?
I don't give a damn about what come out your mouth, fuck no. You ain't coming real with us, don't chill with us, just go.
The biggest I've ever seen, I mean everything I say.
But you got URALY.
I don't give a damn about what come out your mouth, fuck no. You ain't coming real with us, don't chill with us, just go. The biggest I've ever seen, I mean everything I say. But you got URALY.
We take our cake and we trust that you made it. Hefty investments to get our shit played. Not being straight, but straight slick is your trade. Watch you, you jerk, cause when jerked, you get
paid. You take our cake and we trust that you made. Hefty investments to get our shit played. Not being straight, but straight slick is your trade. Watch you, you jerk, cause when jerked, you get paid.
Yeah. Welcome to my boiling point, motherfuckers. Put our trust in these motherfuckers and they suffer from your lying disease. Fuck you, motherfuckers.
I don't give a damn about them. Come out your mouth. Fuck no. You ain't coming real with us. Don't deal with us. Just go. The biggest I've ever seen. I mean everything I say. But you got you.
And we're back.
First of all, bitch. Yes.
Nine. Now it's time for Dragon Ball.
One finger and a fist! I'll claw my way out of any situation! I got a 1-2 punch! I'll fight my way out of any conversation!
You know the truth.
gotta say, I'm loving the new Dreading Pool.
It's definitely a good track.
Hell yeah. You know, they definitely made a good choice going with fucking Jason Moreno as a new vocalist.
Yep.
Actually, he was a part of the Suicide Hook before Jordan Dreading Pool. Which is cool, which of course he was and is a dope band. So yeah, you know, they made the perfect choice going with him.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, Dreading Pool won't ever be the same because, you know, Dave Williams ain't with them anymore. But we'll see. Like, you know, but we'll see how long it lasts though. Only because of the fact, I don't know, you know, the new vocalists, you know, haven't really lasted long. I mean, you had Jason Jones, you know, who was a part of so many different other bands as well. You know, but unfortunately, you know, he was only with Dreading Pool from 2003 to 2005. Then you had Ronnie Combs, who was of course, part of Soil for so many years. And he was only with Dreading Pool from 2006 to 2011. So it's going to be interesting to see how like, how long this dude's going to be with them.
Yep. I just actually found some old news. I don't know if you were aware of this, but apparently Slayer and Anthrax combined to one group called Slanthrax.
This was like a long ass time ago.
Yep.
Yeah, I know.
I'm still not sure that was just an April Fool joke. Or not.
No, it didn't last long, though.
I wasn't sure because it was posted on April Fool's.
No. Well, let's go with this, as I got to take a piss.
Yeah.
And we're back. But let's see. I think I'm gonna go into another Becky G track.
Latinos, I can go all around the world, but there's no place like where you come from. Come on, yeah. My shit, 1-2, baby. Fresh off the blizzy, new Adidas track suit, white, green, and red stripes. I might get a tattoo. I'm so Mexico, no payment. The roads I walked those, and I finally made it. This is for my grandfather who came without a penny. Now I'm rapping about my shoe game. Let me check myself, everybody need that. Grandma listened to my records, but she doesn't speak that. I've seen poverty, I know how it feels to change the life of a kid with some big wheels, just like Santa Claus and Halise. Giving presents to these kids, no tree though. I do it for my roots. You're not a talking head, can't drive them through the USA, so we walking there. I love my heritage, I'm so aware of it. New Vicente Fernandez, I'm marinating. Estefan, Lopez, George and Jennifer, I'm so focused, I think it fluently. I might rap in it, until then, huh? It's a rap, ain't it? It just feels good. Turn that music up. It just feels good. Turn that music up, baby. It just feels good. I see, come on. And now my family live in Inglewood. There's a whole block of us. I sell my deal and took the dock to a taco truck. That's just who I am, Viva Beast mode. I'm on TV now, Telemundo. See my daddy work his finger to the bone. For less than I made in welfare, so I'm bringing that home. Never going broke again. We live that dollar menu dinners for my family. Won't miss that. And when I touch down to the motherland, if I can't cry, cause I'm happy that my mother can. So I pay my respects to the fallen ones. Selena was a star, can't believe they call me one. Channel Pancho Villa when I'm trying to conquer. I know we saw the white light, Luz Blanca. I'd rather die on my feet in the battleground than live one day on my knees. How that sound? I'm bringing everything I know to the masses. Tequila shots, raise your glasses. Not for me, though, I'm back for La Fanta. Light a candle on the windowsill for the Hansa. It just feels good. Turn that music up. It just feels good. Turn that music up, baby. It just feels good. I see. Come on. Becky G. Latino, stand up.
And we're back. Talking about to have some even more new music for fucking House of Metal when we bring it back. This will be Monday. And then Tuesday, we got the interview with Spine.
And Thursday, next interview.
We don't have an interview on
Thursday the 18th.
Who we got on the 18th?
Relic 781 and Body Hunter.
Okay. Yeah, I forgot about that.
Yep.
Ghetto G, what did you think of the new body giant pool?
The new body? What kind of body we got?
Bill, I think that's too many drinks, Abby.
Yeah. I think you had one too many drinks, like the crowd in New Jersey.
Yeah, anyway, other than that, but yeah, man, what's the name of the new Dragon Pool?
Oh, it was just peachy.
Yeah, it's funny because that track I played, turns out it was up for free download back in 2012.
1 year ago.
Well, why don't you try getting the new stuff?
That is new.
That's not new. If it was up for free download last year.
Wait. It was available for free download on their official website for a limited time. But it's on part of the brand new album Resilience, which is what I have.
Yes. Which came out Tuesday.
Which of course comes with the In Memory F track as well.
So what, they got like three different singers on this shit or something?
That's one.
That's the same person that sang that In Memory song or whatever?
Yep, that's the same one.
Oh, doesn't sound like them.
Well, you got to think, you know, the In Memory one, you know, really wasn't meant to be hardcore, you know, like it's meant, you know, to be something that contribute to Dave Williams, though, too, you know what I mean?
What does that got to do with sounding the same?
I don't know. Ask Big Homie.
I don't want to ask Big Homie.
I don't want to ask how the hell he keeps moving his payphone around.
He's a beast, man. He hulks up every time, man. You know, he's like Jesus with the cross, man. He carries that fucking payphone around.
No, but at least, but see, the thing is, though, I didn't get beat like Jesus.
Not yet, anyway. Walk down my street.
I think that's a far walk.
I'll throw some rocks at you if you want to feel special.
No, I feel special enough.
I mean, shit, man. You only got the only working payphone in the world. I mean, that's pretty damn special.
Actually, there's a shitload of one in New York City.
New York City. Well, nobody's in New York City.
No, that's that, doesn't it?
Where do you live at?
I live in Miami.
Yeah, Miami, man. You got a payphone in Miami. And the only other one that's close to them is in New York.
I think they have payphones in the airport here.
The airport?
Well, those don't count.
I don't know. Do people even really use those?
Doubt it.
I think they use something called cell phones.
Cell phones? What's that?
Exactly. What the fuck is that?
I don't know. They're like magnets. How do they work?
Oh, yeah, Chewbacca's. How do they work?
CM Punk's. How do they work?
They don't.
Exactly.
He didn't even show up on Monday.
You want to know why? He hurt himself too bad jumping on that table.
He said it was a table.
You know, he tried the whole Shane McMahon thing, but failed.
Oh. Yeah.
He failed miserably with that one. I'm going to say this right now. You know, it would have been even funnier if Taker moved and Punk put him up to the fucking table.
Yeah, that'd be pretty funny. But if that would have happened, man, fucking Punk would have broke his fucking back in half. Because the table didn't break.
Oh, wait. Here we go.
Chris, how do you feel about CM Punk botching up a move?
Well, I mean, like I said, every fucking superstar at WrestleMania botched a maneuver.
Well, well, it really wasn't him, man. It was the table was so fucking strong.
Because that they made the table too weak in the past, and they tried to make it stronger, and that doesn't break when the wrestler's supposed to go through it.
You got some small-ass dude like CM Punk trying to break his heavy-ass table.
Yeah, what I'm talking about is the fact that, you know, tried to hit fucking Taker with the elbow, but he missed and completely missed Taker and hit the goddamn fucking table.
This is what I want, man. I want to trade in my two tag team partners for an announce table.
Because you can't break it anyways.
There ain't no way I could lose.
Especially
the only way to break the announce table is if you're Brock Lesnar, apparently.
Brock Lesnar, man. Don't give him a steel chair.
Because he starts making out with it.
He bangs it off things and bends it all up before he hits anyone.
And then he starts making out with it before he hits anyone with it.
Then he can't even get over the fucking barricade. It's like, yeah, man, I was in USC. Knocked out.
I was in UFC, but I got knocked out 5 seconds.
I knocked myself out trying to get over the barricade.
You know what's crazy? Because he was talking shit. It was last year. He was talking shit saying that he was going to get the belt from, what's his name, in USC. He never got it.
Wait, hold on. I thought he did win a title there.
Yeah, he actually
did, but he lost it. He got his ass whooped.
But still, he won the title.
That's because he pretty much came back to WWE.
He was like, fuck you, I'm going back to WWE.
He's like, I'm coming back here, man, because he can't get hurt there. Little did he know that he was going to knock himself out.
He's too strong for himself.
Yeah, I don't know, but even with knocking himself out, it took a long time for the match to end.
Yeah, this is true. And Chris, the whole thing about, you know, dropping on your, you know, on the table, man, did you not see, you know, when Triple H came back and fucking Brooklyn was trying to put, you know, fucking F5 him through the table, man, yo, that table didn't even fucking break or fucking budge. So,
wait,
yeah.
Wait, when did he do the F5? Man, that motherfucker did nothing but suplexes. When did he do that?
on the Raw where Triple H came back.
Oh, Raw, what the hell?
So you're talking about WrestleMania.
And do you also remember when The Rock tried to rock bottom CM Punk to the table and it didn't break?
Dude, every time they bring The Rock back to do the rock bottom, it always takes them at least 4 times to hit it.
And just those tables don't break in WWE.
No, I think the funny thing that's ever happened to The Rock was when he got fucking... Well, he tried to do the... I guess it was a... people's elbow on John Cena. SCM Punk interrupted and beat his ass.
That was the start of, you know,
he knocked
what we were just talking about. That's what happened to him, and then it led into the whole Royal Rumble thing.
I cannot break a table in one try.
No, we can't hit a finisher in one try is what it really is.
Exactly.
We should try that shit on Chris.
What, the rock bottom? Man, do not try this at home, man. There was actually a story of somebody did a rock bottom at like a bowling alley and they killed their friend or whatever.
Oh. Wait. Yeah, we got a 775. Yeah, we're going from the 775.
775.
You're live. You're live with Big Homie and his payphone. Hello?
Who's calling out Nevada?
I I guess he has a payphone too. This is probably cheap as fuck.
Call dropped.
Call's about to be dropped. They don't go.
Would you like to talk to us? We want to talk to you.
If my shit drops, just put my battery there.
How do you have a battery in a payphone?
Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna lose connection. I'm gonna lose connection.
Oh, we ran out of quarters again.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the only way you could really lose connection, unless like you rip the phone out of the wall or something.
Or the other person hangs up on you.
Or that.
I'm gonna actually take a picture of my payphone. I'm gonna send it to you guys.
All right, man. Let's see this payphone.
The portable payphone brought to you by Big Homie.
Yeah. It has a camera on it, too.
Brings you back to the days of, like, what was that, Bell Atlantic?
Yeah.
Or whatever the hell that black guy did commercials for.
Yeah, it was Bell Atlantic.
So,
Are you what?
I got scammed today.
You got spam?
I got scammed.
You got scammed by who? By Havoc.
A student loan agency.
Did you say by your mom? Your mom scammed you.
No. My mom scams Chris.
What the hell? For what? How's it saying? Or whatever the fuck.
She says she likes some young and white.
Young and white?
Yeah.
How young are we talking here?
I don't know.
I think you need to call somebody about that.
Yeah, like the cop.
I got some student loan agency, like, because I paid $100 to start paying my loan off, and they took their shit.
Did you say they took that shit?
Yeah, they took that shit. And then
isn't that what's supposed to happen?
No, I'm saying like it never got cut off of my it never got taken off of my student loan.
Well,
what it ended up doing was bringing my student loan to $1,300. And then today some company called saying that I owe them $9,334 in student loan.
How the fuck did it go up like $8,000 more?
So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna go to the art institute that I was applying for and see if they can get my student loan, if they can get my information for my student loan.
It's a very intriguing story.
Huh?
Yeah, it was so intriguing, I started falling asleep.
Man, he had his pillow and everything.
He started falling asleep singing the Fandango theme song.
That's a good thing, because then I'll be able to run the show by myself.
Hey, what show are you running?
This show?
Yeah, fuck out of here with that shit, man. You definitely running this shit.
Hey, man, you can go ahead and run it. Nobody's there anyway. Go ahead.
Where the hell is everybody, anyways?
I don't know. DC's probably crying himself to sleep.
What y'all do to him?
I don't know. I told him that he's going to be in the box for an hour and 55 minutes.
How was he supposed to be there in the first place?
Because that motherfucker.
The fact that if he hangs up, it starts again. So he'll never be out of the
box. For some reason, somebody woke that motherfucker up today, and he decided to talk to me, and he wouldn't shut up about the damn penalty box.
Wow.
Then he just kept saying stupid shit. I was like, I just kept adding more time onto it.
What a bitch.
I was like, look, man, you get a half an hour to talk, and then you're in the box. He's like, no. All right, an hour and 55 minutes, man.
Well, what about Manny? What else she has?
Who knows? Probably got kidnapped by Skype.
Who gives a fuck?
This slows.
Why, do you miss DC?
No, because my fucking arm doesn't fucking work, man.
Of course he misses DC.
Wait,
into his phone box.
Did you say your finger hurts?
Wait. You're asking about where DC is because your oven doesn't work.
Your Albert?
What the fuck does that have to do with DC?
Wait, are we talking
I don't understand anything about DC.
Are we talking like Prince Albert? Because that shit had hurt.
What are you talking about?
He's trying to get DC in his payphone. That's why he's talking about him.
What?
No, I said the oven in my house don't work, so I gotta try to get my shit fixed.
The oven don't work? What the hell did you do to the oven?
Yeah, I gotta cook tomorrow, man.
Take DC out of there, man. He fucking broke it.
He tried to sleep in that shit yesterday.
He's too damn big for the oven. You gotta cut him up first.
Of course, you should have known that.
Well, I don't know how he looks, so. Next time he comes over,
Next time he comes over? Hello?
I think we all went quiet because that moment was awkward.
Where the fuck did he go?
He hung up.
What the hell?
Because we only hear about him wanting DC back into his payphone.
Manny said the next time he comes over, and then he hung up. I thought my damn phone went retarded.
Everybody got quiet when he said that.
Guess the world may never know.
I guess not. No, well.
Kind of like how John Cena put out a T-shirt when he won the last title. It looks exactly like the T-shirt that he put out now that he won this title.
Yeah, ain't that the truth?
Like, yeah, I was real fucking stupid.
Yeah, pretty much.
So Havoc watched the main event, right? Did you see the first match? Who won?
I didn't watch it because of the fact, you know, I didn't get home from work until about 9.
I was actually thinking about watching it because it was the Shield versus Tons of Funk and Kofi Kingston. But apparently I tuned in too late.
So, how about the fact, you know, during the fucking Hall of Fame, the minute fucking Mr. McMahon, you know, goes to fucking, bring a fucking Donald Trump. Yo, everybody starts booing Donald Trump.
Did they boot him at WrestleMania?
And they boot him at the Hall of Fame. And even funny thing is fucking Vince McMahon even asked everybody, are they even gonna give him a chance to come out before they start booing him? Yo, everybody starts just started fucking chanting no.
That's funny as hell. They don't want him in there.
Hell nah.
I mean, they should be happy, man. Them crowds or whatever that were in attendance whenever he was there passing out money. Shit.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I think that's probably the only good thing, you know, when it was the fact, you know, he brought like a shitload of money with him.
Because he's fucking rich.
Hell yeah. My question is, yeah, what do you think is richer, him or McMahon?
I'm going to say fucking Donald Trump.
I'd probably say McMahon.
I don't know about that.
Because, well, actually, in fact, they have to pay all the wrestlers and whatnot, like, millions of dollars.
Millions of dollars. Millions of dollars. You notice they got a catchy little thing going on, but nobody gives a shit.
Exactly.
And they must they'd much rather sing Fandango.
Pretty much.
And they don't even have any words.
Ever since the fucking stroke, what the hell was the joke? God damn, I forgot.
We don't give a fuck.
No, it was a commentator joke about the sex scandal.
Man, why do you always bring that up? Nobody gives a shit about that guy. Nobody even knows who the fuck he is.
Exactly.
But still, it's worth millions of dollars. Millions of dollars.
No, he's worth nothing.
Sorry, I can't get to the phone right now, but if you leave your name, number, and a brief message.
Big homie, we didn't call
you.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Fandango theme.
Millions of dollars. Millions of dollars. Millions of dollars. Da-da-da-da.
Recording your message. If you are satisfied with your message, press 1 to listen.
Yep.
What?
What? What the fuck?
That was a good message to leave.
Man, I thought he was on the phone right now. Who the fuck is that? Is that Big Home?
No.
What the fuck is that?
Wow. You obviously don't recognize the only female that calls in.
Chris is already here.
Aw, poor Chris.
So, did Havoc turn into you?
No. If he did, I would be scared. I'm sorry, but no.
Because you show up and he's gone.
Yeah, for good reasons.
No, he's still there. Just obviously
Jeez,
not talking.
Now you're starting
to
sound like
him. He was singing the Fandango theme, so he muted his phone.
Chris, how do you sing the Fandango theme? There's no words to it.
Hey, man, ask New Jersey. They'll tell you.
Exactly.
Yeah, but that's the thing. They didn't sing it. They hummed it.
Man, motherfucker, they were singing it.
They were fucking singing it.
Man, watch those damn tapes on YouTube. Watch those fucking clips on YouTube.
All right, get up. I'll get right to it and watch those tapes.
Man, ain't nobody got tapes no more, man. You know what I mean. Shit, I got tapes.
I do too. Godsmack.
I'm not talking those type of tapes. I'm talking like videotapes.
I had those too.
Yeah, but, you know, they got video on them and shit, and I can't put them on the internet because I don't know how unless I transfer them some fucking weird way.
told Mandy.
What?
Your boyfriend was looking for you, big homie.
Okay, so y'all are saying that Chris was my boyfriend. Now the hell are you, who are you saying was my boyfriend now?
Hey, wait. Chris was your boyfriend.
Yeah,
he was
worked.
Never. Well, he was for a little bit, but.
Oh, finally! The truth has come out! Only took like 2 months.
Yeah, but my girlfriend says hi, though.
But my girlfriend says hi! So Chris is out.
Unfortunately.
See that, Chris? You got left for a woman.
Oh, well.
I don't think he cares.
That's not very nice.
Of course. He's gay.
Well, that could explain why I found the picture and tagged him in it on purpose.
Wait. Big homie, did you enjoy your voicemail?
You fandango.
How the hell did you have a voicemail if he has a fucking payphone?
Yeah, dude. Yeah, he said you fandangoed me, man. It's going to be the new Rick Rule thing.
It really is, unfortunately.
Hi, big homie.
What's up, Mandy?
Nada, just chilling.
Same here.
How the fuck that song? How's that song go? How the fuck that song go?
You want
Mandy.
No, shut up.
How's that go? Came and you saw without something. Oh, Mandy.
Mandy.
Fucking Barry Manilow up in this bitch.
You guys are assholes.
Hell yeah.
Oh shit, I almost fell off my bed.
Again.
Congratulations.
Yeah again.
What, the 1,000th time?
No, 10th.
Oh, okay, my bad. 10,000th time.
Oh, well, I thought that was the 10th time today.
No, 10th time since I've called into JR.
Chris, shut up.
Yeah, Chris, shut up.
I should just put it in the penalty box because, hell, I can't.
Go for it, since you're the one complaining about not having AC.
Having a what?
AC.
Air conditioning.
AC.
Wait, Chris,
here's the idea, man. You got money, right? Go buy yourself a cheap one for fucking Walmart.
Yeah.
Now there is air conditioning. It's just that I don't feel it in my room because my bed's fucking over the air conditioning vent.
Your bed is fucking the air conditioner.
Move your bed then.
All right.
So see, man, give her a hug, big homie.
I'll give her a hug.
Give who a hug?
You.
Well, who's the only her that's on the phone?
The fucking Teletubbies. You.
Wait.
They'll drag you into
his
payphone and give you a hug.
Why am I getting a hug?
I don't know. They don't want to give you a hug, so.
Jeez, man. Why you got to make everything so fucking difficult? I told Big Homie to give you a hug, and you're like, oh, why you gotta hug me?
Well, I set the phone down, and I come back, and I hear Big Homie going, okay, I'll give her a hug. Like,
it's not like
what?
I said, hey, Big Homie, go fucking rape her. You know, I say give her a hug.
No, he has a girlfriend for that. He can go have fun with his girl.
Yeah,
have fun with his girl, man. Last time we talked about him and his girl, he kicked her in the face or whatever.
Oh, no, that was a different girl.
Oh, so he kicked more than one girl in the face. Well, that's
Wait. So, big homie, exactly how many chicks have you kicked in the face?
Yep, that was the only trick I kicked in the face.
Just the only one that were in his bed.
I didn't actually kick her. I pushed her off the bed with my foot.
Ten different.
Da-da.
Get through, man.
Da-da.
Nah, Man, that shit's hilarious, man. It's the best thing I've seen on Russell in a long time.
I'm going to start creating YouTube videos with that song.
Oh, God.
Man, they better be funny, though, man. Make them funny.
I'll see what I can do.
Then throw some random titties in there.
Like a quick flash.
Yeah, or just like some random jiggling-ness.
Yeah, and not your own.
I like your titties.
Well, you can see titties whenever he's done with the video.
No, I can see my girlfriend right now if I wanted to.
Well, then do that. Keep calm and show your tits.
Keep calm and show your tits. I'm going to use that now.
I forgot who said that. Oh, that
inspire me. Smile, make your cooter tingle.
Keep calm and you look horrible tonight.
You know what my favorite curve on a woman is?
Oh, my God, you should.
The family show. My favorite curve on a woman is her smile.
Yeah, use that in your repertoire.
Go ahead, fellas. Y'all can use that in your repertoire. Get you that good loving. Now, there's a special woman who the Rock... Thank you. The Rock loves you, too.
I can't believe I actually...
You sound like somebody the Rock could love, at least.
Yeah.
There's a very special woman that the Rock wanted to sing a very special song to tonight.
Her name is...
No,
Mandy.
Not Cookie Puss. And I'd like to bring her out here. Would you please come out, Vicky Guerrero?
Mandy.
Don't be shy, Vicky. Come on out. I just want to sing a song to you. There you are, Vicky. There you are. You look so nice. I got a very special song I wanted to sing for you, Vicky. You ran off last time I was talking to you backstage. Sing a very special song. I want to sing it to you here in Houston. And sing it in front of the world. One of my favorite artists, Mr. Eric Clapton. Late in the evening, she's wondering what clothes to wear. She puts on her makeup, she brushes her short black hair, and then she'll ask me, do I look alright? And I said, no, biatch, you look horrible tonight. Don't go anywhere, Vicky. Don't go anywhere. You're going to want to hear this, because the world wants to sing it to you. You abuse all your power, waste everybody's time. You dress like a hooker, not the expensive kind. So get your ass to the airport, take a one-way flight, because biatch, you look horrible tonight. I said, biatch, you look horrible tonight. Hold on, Vicky. Don't go anywhere, because we want to sing you out. We'll sing you goodbye properly. We said, biatch, you look horrible tonight.
And we're back.
Oh, yeah.
Now, why the fuck we went?
What?
I like to whisper, too.
We don't like to fight him with a bitch.
Well, I know Ghetto was whispering. Who the fuck else is whispering? Why?
No.
Yeah. Why?
And I was too, but it doesn't matter.
Of course not.
Yeah, we heard you.
Just
okay,
drink your whiskey.
And your demonic little whisper. What?
Hey, homie. Talk normally, child. Shit.
Yeah, child. Shit.
Child. Yeah, child. Speak normally, child.
Yeah, child. I know when we started calling everybody child, but okay. Apparently, we all call everybody child, man.
I wonder if Minnie realizes she's the only child up on here with us.
Uh-oh.
Hey, I'm 19, okay? Leave me alone.
Hey, compared to me and Ghetto G, you're a child.
Actually, no, I'm not as childish as Ratchet, so.
Wait.
Just because you said that name, you get 5 minutes in a box.
Yes.
Jeez, man. When'd your voice get so deep? But speaking of that guy, man, the freaking video of when SmackDown went off the air, you know, getting back to whenever Chris was calling Fandango Fan Douchebag, John Cena actually called him Fan Douchebag. And then they beat him up. And at that point, Daniel Bryan did a fucking choke slam. Okay? Like, what the fuck was that?
Damn, I ain't doing choke slam. That was just fucked up.
So, man, he should use that in his next match, man. Use the fucking choke slam.
Yeah, and you should have Kane do his submission hold.
That'd be interesting.
It would. He must switch finishing maneuvers.
Which move would he do, though?
The no lock?
No, that move's fucking retarded.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, for fuck's sake, John Cena did Daniel Bryan's move. It looked terrible, though, but he did it.
So he had a 6th move at one time.
Well, that would be like 7.
Okay, yeah. Well, that was before he tried the horrible Hurricane Rana.
No, there was that. And then at WrestleMania, I did the whole little crossface thing.
Oh, which they totally miscalled.
Yeah, because Michael Cole's a fucking idiot. then he did the people's elbow almost.
Yeah, almost.
And then he
but
did
he
the rock.
Said he wasn't going to do it, even though he tried to do it.
He did the rock bottom, right?
Almost elbow.
Give me a fucking blowjob there, man.
Wait, whoa, what?
All I heard from Big Homie was that the fact that he said that either he was giving Elmo a blowjob or Elmo was giving him the
What the hell? Who would get Elmo blowjob?
You, apparently, according to Havoc.
No, I don't give blowjobs. I eat pussy.
Okay, fine. You were eating Miss Piggy's pussy.
That's nasty.
Tastes like bacon.
It's true.
Can't really say much to me.
And then afterward, he had Mae Young.
Man, he goes from bacon to prunes.
I'd rather have China doll.
China doll.
Yeah, China.
Oh, I was thinking like a fucking doll.
So in other words, I have one of these. Looks like, you know, could have possibly been a man at one time or another.
Like what?
Well, you know, because in fact, you know, he just said that, you know, he'd rather have China, and I said, so in other words, he'd rather have somebody that, you know, looked like could have been a man at one point or another.
Well, she's very manly.
Yes.
But X-Pog liked it.
Yeah, I don't know how to.
And apparently got AIDS from it, so it's all good.
That's okay.
What the hell are you talking about? Did he really get AIDS?
Apparently. Not that it was from China, but he did get that from what's online.
Dude, what the fuck? That dude gets, like, everything wrong done to him.
Yeah. And then he has his ass sprayed doing the Bronco Buster.
Yeah, man. That dude's all fucked up.
Hell yeah.
All because he had sex with China.
I think it's funny how China was actually fucking hospitalized back in 2010.
For what?
Overdosing on fucking sleep on fucking sleeping pills.
Sounds like something you would do.
Yeah, if I'm tired enough.
Always going to sleep and shit.
Hell yeah.
Be like the last nap you ever take.
Hey, wait.
Just count your.
Is it my understanding, but doesn't her giggling put her in the penalty box?
That wasn't giggling, honey. Do you not know the difference between laughing and giggling? Like, really?
No, he doesn't
know the difference. But I was saying, might as well put him. It's basically the same exact damn thing.
No, it's different.
There
yeah,
is
it.
A difference.
There's a difference, except, you know, Chris doesn't know the difference.
Well, Chris doesn't get out much, apparently.
What are you talking about?
He fucking dogs, man.
What are you talking about? He gets that for 2 hours for college, and then he goes back home.
Who told you that lie?
What the hell?
I'm not saying a damn thing. All he said was apparently he doesn't get out much.
He don't eat out much either.
Oh.
Damn, man.
That was horrible.
What?
Everybody relax.
I don't know what you're talking about. That ain't me.
Liar.
Was that me?
Man, I'm surprised anybody on this phone comes back to this show.
Me too.
I'm just happy that Dick was anal tonight.
Man, I think we all happy.
Hell yeah.
And you just realized that and messed me on Facebook. I just realized Dick was isn't on.
Yeah.
I thought it was an ability box.
No.
Nope.
That was you.
Man, he talked about it enough today.
Oh, I know. He posted it about it, and I got out rubbing it in his face, so I commented on it, and then, like, he told me to shut up, and because I'm in there as much as he has, then I was like,
yeah,
oh,
and then,
okay,
then Echo commented on that.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. See, what did she say? She said, JRR? He's like, yeah, Juggalo Rider Radio. She's like, I used to call into that. What kind of questions is that, man? She was just here.
I don't know.
I guess it's something in that name, Amanda.
What the? Why go by Mandy?
Well, her name is Mandy, and you be Mandy. Amanda, Amanda.
Yeah, my birth name is Amanda, but I go by Mandy.
No, is that why you do that?
Yes.
I never knew that.
Chris, shut up.
Dude, she's so mean to you.
Yes, she is.
I can't be mean to you, Ghetto, because you'll just be rude right back. Chris just sits there and goes, okay, whatever.
I just don't give a fuck.
Care.
No, it works.
Yeah.
Because Chris is no fun.
Yeah,
exactly. That's why I do it.
Because he's no fun.
Exactly, because I know he won't do anything.
Yeah.
If I put me in the penalty box.
It's boring.
Yeah.
I was straightening my hair.
You were sniffing your hair?
Straight.
Well, that's very fucking weird. So whatever turned you on.
Whatever floats your boat.
Usually water.
Wow, I completely missed that.
Hey, well, you missed a lot.
Yeah,
well,
of course. My earphones all became
my dude.
Oh, that's gonna be like death right there.
37.
That was me.
That was fucking awesome.
That was great.
How do you say ooh to your own self?
No, she
what
didn't say
hell?
It to herself. Havoc said it.
Oh,
Havoc said it. I didn't say it. Havoc said it. And that was me.
Oh, man.
And of course, follow up, you know, as I said, you know, must be like death in there.
Yeah.
What the? Did I really just get muted?
Yeah.
Asshole. You're me.
Dude, we can hear you. Obviously, you're not muted.
You're muted so bad that we can still hear you talking and saying that we're mean.
Shut up.
But speaking of it, smelling like death, I think Victoria would probably smother herself if she laid on her back. Big old titties and shit.
I don't have that problem because mine don't really do that.
Ghetto, I have to, you know, I've got to put this on your, I've got to share this to your fucking wall.
Oh yeah, just like that hug a thug thing, you feel the need to share that?
I was like, what the fuck is this bullshit? I think that was the first line before he started singing the Fandango song.
He told me about it. I didn't expect him to post it on my fucking shit.
My reaction when I thought, I was like, what the fuck is this gay shit?
Yeah, why are you hugging a thug in fucking Cincinnati anyway?
Cincinnati?
The Bengals.
The Korean Zord attacking with the Dragon Zord.
The Dragon Zord's there.
Yeah.
Man, I posted that picture to Jason David Frank's page, actually.
No. I think it's funny how the fuck, he actually posted up a fucking video saying, well, Dragon Zord's still in action on Conan, and apparently it's fucking Korea. Well, North Korea fucking the video saying, it's super destructive time or some bullshit.
The fuck?
Some bullshit.
Some foreign shit.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Speaking of that, man, speaking on main event, man, they had Jeb Coulter talking to Yoshi Tatsu.
Oh, fuck, what?
You know, making fun of him because he's Japanese. He's like,
the next shirt that Havoc buys will be a Yoshi Tatsu shirt.
He's like, you know, you could get more rice on a fork instead of two sticks.
There we go. It says, attention, United States of America. This is your final warning. Super destruction time.
So are they? So they're sending the Dragon Sword after us?
Oh, wait, hey, Spuddy. Our weapons are impressive and various, from a missile to a G.I. Joe action figure to the fucking Dragon Zord and all the old fucking dinosaurs from fucking Power Rangers to fucking Rock'em Sock'em Robots and Barbie.
What?
Well, apparently Barbie's is a part of their weapons nowadays.
Is he high?
What?
First, here, I'll fucking put this shit on your goddamn wall too.
Did you just say T.I.?
I said is he high?
Yeah, Chris. So that way you guys, you watch this shit for yourself. At this time, you have no choice but to accept it, because otherwise you will go in the box for about 2 hours tomorrow night on the show.
Wait, what?
Exactly,
what?
Mandy.
What's that? You want to go back in the box?
Wait, why would I be put in the box for 2 hours?
Nobody was talking about you. But
now that you gave us the idea.
Whatever, I'm used to it anyway.
Yeah, she loves it.
Yeah.
It gives me the opportunity to do other stuff.
I'm sorry, but we do not need to know about that.
Not like that. Fucking dirty minded. I don't fucking do that shit.
Well, I mean, you know, Chris and fucking big homie here might enjoy it, but, being ghetto,
Well, there we go. I got something to watch after this, bitch.
Okay, wait a minute. What the hell followed up your ass?
What?
You're mean.
Oh,
but
man.
You, ghetto, Havoc.
Havoc, what the hell are you doing?
Apparently I'm being mean.
He's always me.
not like this.
Yes. Worse than this sometimes.
Not like this to me.
Well, this bitch is getting deleted off my page on an automatic because of the fact she's posting shit from fucking SPH.
Idiots.
So goodbye, fucking.
So
no one gives a fuck about Southern Psychopathic Hatchet.
What?
Man, Gene, what's your moron?
Man, for the longest time, I didn't even know what the fuck the H stood for.
What, SPH?
Yes, that bullshit.
What about it?
It's fucking retarded.
Okay, like, how, like, what about it is retarded?
Everything.
How about the fact... Well, how about the
yeah,
fact that, you know, they were told to stop making productions or anything with the Hatcherman and Joker's cards?
They're not going to stop that shit. They can't stop production like that.
Yes, they can.
They're not going to.
I hate to break it to you. Psychopathic is the one who told them to stop.
They're not going. They're still making stuff and selling it.
Yeah.
Well,
So then,
that's the case, then every other, you know, person that makes merch like Hatchet Man and Hatchet Girl and shit gotta get told the same shit too.
From what I heard, supposedly Psychopathic gave them the okay to do it. Now they're not wanting them to do it all because of what?
Because of the fact, you know, that they're making money off of it, off of something that's actually trademarked and copyrighted to Psychopathic.
Psychopathic gave the okay.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways, hold on.
Psychopathic was the one who said they weren't in it for the money.
Everything's just becoming so fucked up now.
And by the way, big homie, as far as the Hatchet Girl goes, that actually goes to Magic of the Hatchet Girl. Not Psychopathic.
Who the hell is Magic?
Oh, well, obviously he's never heard of the Hatchet Girls before.
Go to hatchetgirls.net.
Yep. Magic is the creator of the Hatchet Girl.
I didn't know that.
So then if that person is the creator of the Hatchet Girl, why do Psychopathic Records sell them using the Hatchet Girl?
Maybe because of the fact she gave it to Psychopathic.
For how much?
She probably gave the trademark to Psychopathic to sell.
Exactly.
And I don't even know if any of that's true.
Exactly.
All I know was Magic's the one who started making the Hatchet Girl.
Yeah, that's the only thing that's true. That I know that's true.
But I think, if y'all have also noticed with JRR, yeah, we use Hatchet Man and shit like that, but, we ain't selling shit. Which is why, Psychopathic hasn't said anything to us. We're not making money off of anything.
And that is why I'm not using the Hatchet Man in my shit. Any of the shit I do, I ain't using the Hatchet Man. Fuck that. It can suck my dick.
That's why, like, a lot of long-time Juggalos, Manor, you know, not including, you know, like, shit like that and things that they do. Because they don't want to deal with bullshit.
Yeah. But see, it's crazy. The thing is, though, is they only seen him because he has so many likes, and, you know what I mean? He's actually doing something, you know what I mean? Created with the shit he does.
So you're saying if I stole something that you made a whole bunch of shit off of it, you'd be all right with it?
No, because I'm not the one that said that I wasn't in it for the money. Psychopathic was. They said themselves that we can use the Hatchet Man if we wanted to.
Man,
yeah.
people need to stop saying that shit, man. Fucking everything's for money, man.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that is how everything has become now.
And plus,
that's how it always was, man. Everybody's in it for money, man, no matter what the hell said.
And that is why I never buy the albums. Three albums I have, I've never bought.
Yeah, but big homie, yeah, they may have said, we can use the Hatchet Man, But if you, but you gotta think about them. As long as we're not making money off of it.
But he ain't making money. All the shit he does, it goes back to making it.
That's what you really wrong. Where you're wrong, because of the simple fact, people are paying him for things, you know, that stuff. They're paying him for it.
It's whatever.
Which is why I psychopathic told him to stop, you know, making jokes with it, because it's like he's making money off of it. So to Bandy, to your point, I'm pretty sure, you know, when they said okay to him, you know, more than likely they weren't expecting for him, you know, to start making money off of it. Just do it, you know, something for free for the fam. You know what I mean?
No, because from what one of my homies told me, who happens to know him very damn well, he's been doing it from the very beginning. Like, getting the money for it from the very beginning. I don't know which is which, you know, but, like, that's what I've been hearing. But everything now is just based off of money, and a lot of people are becoming greedy, especially Psychopathic Records.
Well, yeah, because everything's about money. It's always about money. No matter what the fuck anybody tells you, it's always about money.
Yeah, exactly. Well, they're becoming extremely greedy now.
Well, then again, you know, you can't really be too surprised about it. I mean, come on, think about it. You know, you got Jay, you got Shags, you know, who has their family, you know, to support.
Yeah, true.
I do
see where you're coming from, Havoc. I really do.
But if you see what's going on, man, it's all the other people that people have problems with. It's not even the artist. It's the fans that people can't stand.
Exactly. I mean, you know what? I will say this. I think my boy Mama said best. You know, cause, you know, before, you know, he had a kid, you know, he did music purely and solely for the love of it. But, you know, but the minute he had his kid, you know, making music became a job for him, you know, for him to support his family.
Oh, my nose is itchy.
Your nose is bitchy. Is that what you just said?
My nose is itchy.
Yeah, I keep hearing bitchy, but okay.
But yeah, I even sent them an email about that shit. I even gave them like fucking Juggalo pages that sell their shit.
I've already bought two charms off of SPH, so
he's still gonna do it. He don't give a fuck. He's still gonna do it.
Yeah, pretty much.
He'll
probably like stop production for a while, and then he'll like pick it up secretly again.
Yeah, right, dude. They gotta stop.
Yeah, definitely not.
I said probably.
There ain't no probably about it.
And you never know.
I do know, man. Because once people were like, fuck them, fuck Psychopathic, obviously they're not going to stop.
Exactly.
Too much has changed.
Yeah, because people think they're better than Psychopathic and shit, but they've been listening to them for fucking years.
Well, but
and now all of a sudden they just want to steal their shit and say it's okay.
Well, but also it's not just that. It's like it's not just, you know, Psychopathic Records. It's like the fam itself. There are actually, you know, loads and loads out there who are trying to be tough and trying to put everybody else down.
Well, there's your answer right there. There is no damn fam anymore.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's why I have one of my statuses as a rant about it.
Man, it's pointless to complain about that on Facebook, because then you're gonna get some idiot on there and fucking up and down my entire fucking life. I'm better than you, blah 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 blah.
Actually,
blah,
no.
Blah.
I've actually
no one has commented on it like that. the people that have commented on it have, you know, they all told me, you know, that what I'm saying is true.
Wow.
Because they, because apparently the way I stated it is the way how they feel.
I said that shit, you know that shit I was telling you guys about that fucking dude claiming he was a warlock and that he was going to fucking curse me?
Oh, man.
He was like, yo, because I told him, I was like, fuck the family bullshit or whatever, because it's dead. Like, nobody really cares anymore. You know what I mean? A lot of people out here, they fucking, they'll throw anybody under the bus just to get their way.
Just to get their way.
Hell yeah.
You know? And then he was like, oh, you say fuck the fam, you a fake-ass motherfucker. I was like, are you serious? I'm fake because I say fuck the fam.
Well, see, that's another thing, man. Everybody calls you fake if you say something they don't like.
Yeah.
And I said Whoop Whoop is getting overrated. Like, saying that shit all the time is pointless.
Man, it was overrated years ago, but yet we still do it.
But we do it, the reason why we do it is because somebody does it back to us. You know what I mean? Like, saying it just for the hell of it is fucking...
Well, when you have no vocabulary and all you say is whoop whoop, then there's a problem.
Exactly.
That's fucking adorable.
Wrong. Was that English?
Yes, it was.
And then that whole two whoop shit, like that whole whoop times two, whatever. That
whoever came up with that
dude
needs to be punched in the face.
I have seen
psychopathic records.
They didn't come up with that, man, because the moron came up with
that. Actually, no. Big homie, you are actually incorrect on that one. Psychopathic Records did not come up with the Whoop times two. It's actually the new generation that came up with it. And also, the new generation came up with Whoop Whoop spelling it without an H. The original spelling is, of course, W-H-O-O-P. That's the original. Like I said, Psychopathic Records did not come up with Whoop times two. It was the new generation that caused that.
Either way, we're fucked anyways.
Man, we were fucked a few years ago.
But what also I've been noticing on Facebook is pictures of younger people, younger than me. Like
younger than you.
15, yeah, 15, 16, something like that. Standing there with bandanas over their face, wearing the hatchet gear, but yet having a gun pointed to the camera.
That's been happening for a while. That's not...
But the thing is, it's showing up more frequently on Facebook.
Well, hug a thug.
I drove up.
I'm telling you, man.
Exactly. Hug a thug.
Wait, we're missing somebody in this conversation. Where did Chris go?
He muted
himself. I'm just going to get so bored of it. So I was going to do this. I'm just going over that.
Chris has admitted that he loves Fandango.
Yeah, fun douchebag. Fun faggot.
And the funny thing is, though, he's going to fail at turning him face.
Fun faggot.
He's totally going to do because he's getting all the cheers now.
He ain't getting all the cheers.
Yeah, Chris, that was just in New Jersey. What the fuck are you talking about?
Then what about New York doing the same thing? Or wherever the hell they go?
That was just the Beatles.
They were in Boston.
So Boston's cheering for him, too. They are going to turn him face and probably fail at doing that.
Well, just because he got cheers, like, a week, it doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see if he keeps getting cheered next week.
Well, I highly doubt that.
And by the way, Chris.
What the hell am I
wait.
And by the way, Chris, you know, of course, you know, he's going to get fucking cheers from fucking, you know, when he's in fucking Massachusetts, because, you know, he's actually from Massachusetts.
Did not know that.
So yeah. Who you guys think is the new artist supposedly coming in now? Or whatever the fuck that shit was.
They already know.
Probably wasn't.
He's the new artist.
Who? Guys apparently has a good song on iTunes. It's the number 3 in the U.S. and number 9 in the U.K.
All because of New Jersey.
Oh, yeah, and by the way, just so you know, for, homie, we, you know, we already know who the new artist is for that's on Psychopathic.
Who?
Joe Dubla.
Who?
Exactly.
Fuck.
he's the black guy from the Cypher Forward video.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to see it then. I didn't like the 5-4 videos. It looked stupid.
Jeez. What do you like?
I don't know.
You don't like Strange. You don't like Cypher. What the fuck do you like? You said calling from payphones.
I love my payphone.
Whoop.
Which apparently have voicemail.
Yeah, I got voicemail, man. How the
fuck
do you
get voicemail set up on the payphone?
Have the answering machine.
But anyway, what do you like?
Twisted. And Blaze.
That it?
Yeah, that's about it. Some, like, I like ICP's old shit. That's about it. Like, the Bang Pow Boom, I really don't listen to that much. And Mighty Death Pop, they have their songs on there that are like, that's about it.
What about A and B or A B K? Or K and K?
K and K, I actually have a couple of their albums.
Well, the Coconut
A and B, I really haven't listened to them as much. A B K, I'm not very fond of the way he raps. That fucking list gets to me.
You realize Shaggy has a list too, right?
You can barely hear it, though.
But, you know, that's actually the point that ABK, you know, makes across, is, you know, even though he's got a list, you know, he's still doing his thing. And
yeah, he's
doing
his thing, like, but that's, you know what I mean? That's not my flow.
That explains everything.
Yes.
Yes, it does.
Shot at the mute girl.
When it explains nothing.
Here on out.
Where she
goes. Hey, we are going to refer to you as Rufus Pancake Patterson.
Well, that explains everything.
Yes. That's going to be your catchphrase. That explains everything.
That explains everything.
Yeah, don't overuse it the first time around, though.
That explains everything. Damn, everybody's so quiet now.
I told you not to use your power.
Yeah. And just so you know, if you start saying it over and over, I will put you in the box.
I'm not even going to say it anymore. I was just saying it.
Well, you just said it 3 times.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
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 Yeah.
What? Hey.
The fuck was that?
Hey.
What are you, a fucking goat?
Hey, Ghetto, didn't you say you was a goat fucker?
Didn't I say I was a goat fucker?
Yeah.
I might say that, but I'm not into your mom, man.
She's not a goat, she's a pig.
Oh, well, I'm not into farm animals.
I think Chris
No, I'm not. I'm actually part of the Facebook group. I have not had sex with a goat. Anybody who's not in the group has had sex with a goat, so that makes you a goat fucker.
Why does he always bring that up?
Hey, you started the whole goat fucker thing.
No, he's not a goat fucker. He's a dog fucker.
Are you in that group?
I think he's in the group. I am a dog fucker.
No, see that? He just agreed to it.
I have the same big homies in that group because that's a group for people with payphones only.
Apparently he knows about it because he's in the group.
Apparently you tried to create it because you have had sex with a dog. And that really exists.
Stop it!
You want to have a sex over there with plush pillows and beanie bags.
Here you go, Ghetto. Just heard. Ghetto, here you go. Fucking chick with nice titties.
What? How am I going to see that through the phone?
I'm posting it on your wall right now.
Man, that's like that one dude, man. He's on my page. He posted me a picture on my wall of some naked bitches. Man, you're going to get me kicked off of Facebook. Who's in that shit?
Yeah, that shit is happening a lot now, man. Facebook police, man, go to Facebook jail.
But I'm just saying, they were straight up naked as hell, man. What the hell? Can't be posting it on my Facebook.
They don't even take you to Facebook court. They just take you straight to jail.
Do you know that they have police for Facebook, like actual police? Like, if you call their phone number, you can try to talk to police, but I guarantee you won't get anybody. Or they got somebody for like media. So I called that number. I was, trying to hit up the...
Where's the Facebook police when you need them when Chris Penland is around fucking abusing little girls?
I left a message for the newspaper for Facebook or whatever.
Like, Facebook supports rapists and pedophiles.
So it really does.
There was this one of my friends, I don't know who the hell it was, but I unfriended him because he had commented and shared a video of some 14-year-old girl finger-fucking herself.
What?
Yeah. And she had her own page. She had her own Facebook page and, like...
Hold on. Was that the title of the video or were you watching the video?
No, there was I clicked on the video to see what the hell it was, and I seen it, and I was like, what the fuck?
So, in other words, he was watching the video.
Okay, there we go. Watch the video.
I had blocked them off my Facebook after that shit. And, like, this girl has, like, fucking, like, supporters and followers and shit.
Yeah, probably a bunch of old guys.
It was a page called Samantha Marie's support team or some shit like that, or we support Samantha
team.
Marie.
What exactly are you supporting?
Her porn career, apparently.
Yeah, let's get into porn at the age of 14.
What did I walk into?
We're just talking about Big Homie having sex with a 14-year-old.
No, I did not have sex with a 14-year-old. I am not a child molester. I am not Chris Penland.
Okay.
I really don't know what to say to that.
Chicken fucker.
Turkey whore.
Did she call me a turkey whore?
Yes, yeah. Apparently.
Okay, then.
But, yeah,
I think just for the simple fact that Big Homie is called Gilgi a turkey whore, he should go in a box.
Oh, really?
No, he don't need to go in a box. His insult was lame.
When he gets a good insult, he can go in the box, which
yeah.
will be never.
Wow. Tunnel vision.
Oh. Television! You sound so retarded.
That's like a sped kid watching TV.
It really is.
Yep, finger in the hole.
Finger in the hole.
Wow. Finger in that hole.
So definitely
I'm
a sped kid. On the line.
It's like the first time she's ever done it or something.
What?
She was talking about it, too.
What?
Yeah.
Man, I'm talking about picking your nose, you sick bastards.
When I say something, I'm just going to mute myself so y'all don't hear and give me hell about it.
The fuck are you doing over there?
I don't think we need to know that, Kurt. Or Ghetto.
Did she just say she was going to masturbate?
No.
I think she did. That's why she's muting herself.
She's like, I'm going to mute myself so you guys can't hear this.
Yeah, obviously you can't hear what I said beforehand. I said before I say anything.
Why is she getting all Southern now?
I am Southern, honey.
She don't ever talk like that. What is that?
This is the first time I've ever heard her talking that.
Like, I'm annoyed, and y'all are making it worse.
Well, why are you annoyed, cowgirl?
Well, obviously y'all are all cracked out on monsters. Shit.
Passed out on monsters?
Cracked out.
How do you get fucked up on monsters? How do you get fucked up on monsters?
That's like saying how do people fucked up on Four Loko?
I'm fucked up on a bag of sugar.
Four Loko.
Another energy drink.
That nobody ever needs.
That looks so wrong in so many ways.
Yes.
I don't see people get like.
She must be looking in the mirror again.
I think
no,
so.
I'm on Scott.
How
come she doesn't stress any words any other time?
Exactly.
But right now.
This is the first time I've ever heard her talk this way.
One, I'm annoyed.
So when you're annoyed, you go, Skype.
When I'm annoyed, my southern accent comes out.
Yeah, that's an excuse.
Sorry, y'all.
Let's round up the cattle.
No, that's a Virginia. That ain't here.
Virginia? How about West Virginia?
That too.
You sure do got a nice toes.
I'm just going to sit here and play with my grinder.
You're going to play with your pussy?
Grinder.
How'd you get pussy out of that?
How did you get pussy out of that, big homie? Shit.
Wait, does she say she's going to get grinder pussy?
Grinder. I guess
her. Now Chris fucking shows up.
Now Chris randomly shows up out of nowhere.
Hey, I was here making fun of you too, but I just wasn't doing as much.
Fucking motherfucker. So, you know, you can't really say that you were fucking making fun of her.
Didn't he put himself in the box?
He likes to be in the box.
I want to smoke so bad, but I can't.
Why well, next time Nicholas calls in, you can try and get him to explain why he likes to be in the box so much.
No, because
after he has
an
hour 55 minutes in it.
Because if I start talking, my girlfriend's going to kick my ass.
Well,
how's she gonna kick your ass if you're on Skype?
Because I'm going to go see her in the summer.
In the summer. Well, you got plenty of time.
You have plenty of time
to
find a way to make her forgive you.
She'll remember, trust me. She will kick my ass.
You have plenty of time to make her find a way to forgive you.
I know a way to make her forgive me, but I'm just not saying it.
Just say it. Who the hell cares?
Nope. See, she's not paying attention, so I'm not saying it.
She's not saying it. Who cares?
Okay. So, like, I'm on JR. Well, they're hearing my side of the conversation. Anywho, like, they were...
Yeah, her side of the conversation is just pointless.
I was telling them that I want to smoke, but I can't because you'll kick my ass. And they were making jokes or whatever, and I told them, well, you'll remember because I'm going up there in the summer. And Chris says, well, you'll find a way to make her forget, or make you forgive. And I was like, oh, yeah, I'll make her forgive, but I won't say how.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, exactly.
Are we using the repeat button?
You know you want to say something to that.
Man, somebody kick her, man.
What, you can't even top it? You can still talk.
This repeat button is very interesting. But I heard this all before.
Oh, he's adorable.
Yeah, Chris. You know what? She actually reminds me of you.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Because Chris is always on fucking repeat.
Yeah, but Chris repeats you.
Repeat. Fuck! Shut up!
Ghetto, I thought, or not Ghetto, Havoc, I thought you were supposed to be asleep.
He is asleep.
He's always asleep.
Chris is always asleep.
Not Chris, you.
Wait. Exactly how would you make me do that? Climb up the wall again?
Climb up the wall? What are you, fucking Spider-Man?
Everybody gets one.
Everyone gets one?
Well, apparently, Family Guy, everybody gets one save from Spider-Man.
What the fuck, Anthony?
I think you need to stop watching that show.
I didn't go
too. Hey, Family Guy is funny.
When you start basing your life around it, there's a problem.
Yeah.
Chris.
Why do you think I'm saying it?
Anthony, what the hell, boy?
Man, I thought she was talking to a chick.
Me too.
There's other people in her apartment. There's more than one chick in the apartment.
So Anthony's a chick?
Apparently. She
Wait,
called
which
Anthony
that one?
A chick.
Is that one Raider or Speakers?
Did you say that one later?
Quit your shit.
Quit your shit now and later.
Yeah. Dancing kitty. Hell yeah.
Duh, motherfucker, duh.
Run, motherfucker, run.
There's a boost. Oh.
What the hell? I see a random red dot go down the freaking camera. And it did not look right at all.
Someone's going to get shot.
I will pretend that did not happen. Mama. Mom.
I'm sorry, I haven't paid attention to you.
Legalize you.
Legalize you?
Wifey, can I please have one hit?
Oh, shut up.
This is pathetic.
It really is.
We did at the same time.
Hey, put those away.
Please, computer screen, can I please smoke this blunt? Please,
yeah.
Magic computer screen, please.
Oh my god, I'm sleep deprived.
I don't think it's that.
What, ghetto?
Huh?
What'd you say?
Nothing.
No, what'd you say?
He said nothing.
Chicken feet.
Wait, Chris is fucking chicken feet again?
Again?
Again? What the fuck? I love how she tries to put words together that nobody even said.
Where the hell is Big Homie at?
He dropped off the line. His
you
payphone failed.
Bastard.
Did he really drop off the line?
His payphone failed. He ran
again?
Out of quarters. He always runs out of quarters.
Yeah, bastard.
He's a cheap bastard, apparently.
Pretty much.
Yeah. He needs to get a real phone.
Yeah, but he's too cheap to get a real phone, apparently.
Yeah.
Dude, he can get a straight toss from Walmart for $45. It gives him unlimited text and call per month.
Is she talking little kid now?
I think so.
Oh shit, what the fuck is that?
I
weird
think
object?
She's trying to teach us a foreign language, but nobody gives a fuck to learn it.
No comment. No comment. Oh my god. Going through the tunnel.
What the hell?
Stay away from the tunnel.
This is what happens when you smoke crack at night.
What? It all makes sense. Now.
I'm not smoking crack.
Not
you
right
sure?
now. Your computer screen sees you. You can't do it while your monitor's on.
What the hell? I'm contact high, apparently. I don't know what the fuck's going on.
Game is badass.
Contact high? Off of what?
The computer.
My parents smoke weed, and I was hanging out with them earlier.
And exactly how long was it earlier?
Like an hour or so ago. Like right before I called into JRR.
Man, you know damn well she was smoking with them.
Actually, no.
Yeah, of course.
No, I wasn't, because if I was, A, I'll be munching out, like, horribly, and B, I'll be really, really fucking giggly. I'll be put in the penalty box for the whole fucking hour.
That's,
and I'm not.
That's what's happening.
It's 2 hours, by the way.
I don't, but you see what I'm saying, though. Like, I wouldn't be busting out laughing. I'll be giggling. but I'm busting out laughing. There's a difference.
How many times are we going to say that?
Because Chris doesn't know.
Well, Chris is very
and
slow.
We all know that Dickless Conundrum is never going to call back in because he doesn't want to take his 2 hours in the penalty box.
Dude, no. No, he's being a little bitch. Let me fix that.
And apparently she's calling Dickless Conundrum a little bitch. But I think we've all known that for a while.
Well, he did try to get me to call into a chat line earlier today.
Oh, no fucking chat lines.
Fuck chat lines.
Yeah, I don't do chat lines.
Nobody does.
Well, obviously he does because he's helping his friend build it.
Yeah, that's going to fail.
He's a rod!
Yeah.
What the fuck, yo?
What the fuck, yo?
It's like the most entertainment we have.
Exactly.
Damn. That chick really sounds like a guy.
That was a guy talking for a moment.
Uh-huh.
It's a biggie date. Fucking tiny as fuck, yo.
Tiny as...
Oh,
I know what you. I know what you're saying, yo.
Yeah, yo.
Chicken wing sauce. What the hell?
Yeah.
Man, I think you need to say some more sayings or something.
The last letter of your first name, and then the first letter of your last name. See. I like that. Hakuna Matata.
Yeah.
Hakuna Matata. Ain't no passing face.
Really?
See? Let's see your day.
What the fuck? That's up, nigga.
Matata. Akuna. Matata. Betty Boop. Magic, numbers, boy.
Yes. How many points I get? One.
What?
I'm playing Bleach.
He's playing a hair color. Wow.
Did you just
what
say
the
a hair?
Hell?
Did you just say a hair color?
Exactly.
I will not say what I thought that was.
You realize that's not a hair color?
Whatever the fuck it is.
Chris,
you bleach your hair.
I only want to see hubby.
This conversation is boring. Put her on mute.
Yeah, Chris, put her on mute.
I'm gonna hang up, basically. But I can do either or.
Oh,
well, you
put her on mute.
Just, yeah, there you
I
go.
I already did.
That's
Thank
better.
You.
now we're back to normal, and
yeah,
or what is normal for us?
What are you trying to
say? And I mean, she even told me on Facebook that she's a little drunk.
Oh, here we go.
She made fun of me for taking one sip of whiskey, and then she tells me she's drunk.
I'd get drunk, but my computer might beat my ass.
Because my name is Mandy. Oh, and here comes an angry Facebook message.
Hakuna Matata. What a wonderful phrase.
I've been drinking for the past 45 minutes.
I got contact high from my parents 2 days ago.
My parents have been drinking, and I'm getting the contact high from watching them drink.
I have a drinking problem.
Apparently.
Hakuna Matata.
Oh, man. My computer made me do it.
Are you sure about that?
Yes. My computer makes me do things I don't usually want to do.
Oh, motherfuckers!
That's not very nice.
It is.
Oh, great. Now I just saw a link to Homer Simpson dancing to Fandango's theme song. What the fuck?
Nice.
It's gotta be horrible. I'm gonna watch it.
There's gonna be tons of those videos.
You gotta get so much credit for making this.
What's this in it?
I mean,
oh god, man, this is horrible. I can get posters on Facebook.
I mean, that shit's entertaining. Him as a him as a wrestler is not.
His ass and music's a funny thing. Everybody cares about that, apparently. But not his wrestling skills.
Yeah, because he has none.
Exactly.
Just like the Shield. Believe in my no moves.
I so have to get on the YouTube to copy this link and paste it. Found it. This is going to be good.
Why did you get all excited about it? Bam!
Oh, because this is funny as hell. Oh, God, this is a horrible dancing. This is horrible, but so stupid.
Oh, Fandango.
I can't believe this character is going to get over just because it's the dumbest theme song ever.
It's just amazing.
Yeah. It's so retarded.
Is
he can't
remember
with the dance, but he has a theme song that everybody loves for some reason.
Does that anger you, Havoc?
It angers him so much that he's going to be getting the Fandango shirt tomorrow.
I thought you liked all the wrestlers.
He basically does.
Fandango upsets you. Well, there we go. We found Havoc's weakness.
Oh,
fuck out of my way, you ugly ass hollow.
What?
I said out of my way, ugly ass hollow.
The hell is that?
It's a part of Bleach.
I can't believe I'm so entertained by this stupid dance. This is going to be the biggest Rick Roll future thing, because we already know it is.
Do, 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 do. Well, that's going to be the big thing until somebody tops that.
Until there's another gimmick that's so horrible it tops it.
But that's not going to be for a while, so get used to it.
Well, it's like I have for a while looking for something in TNA, but they don't really matter
because
it's WWE.
No fucking TNA bullshit.
Exactly.
There we go. You can have Fandango come out while Aces and Aces in the ring.
That James is doing his theme music.
Then you see that crowd go nuts for him, but not them. That would be a fucking great video right there.
It really would.
Show you that an idiot like that can get a great push. And they can't.
Exactly.
They gotta wear masks and then carry on the same storyline for like a year.
Well, I tag you guys in that, so.
Oh, joy.
Havoc enjoys when we tag them in Fandango pictures.
Or Fandango YouTube videos.
Like, I've seen so many fucking things of Fandango on Facebook.
It's funny as hell.
Most of them were pretty fucking funny.
Exactly. I mean, the character's so damn annoying, but yet it's so stupid that people like it.
Yeah, it's that stupid humor.
It's just music.
Yeah, I mean, shit. They finally gave us something we could be entertained by in WWE.
That's not part-time.
Yeah. You get rid of The Rock singing all the time, and you get us this. Instead of John Cena talking all the time, too. And then CM Punk telling us he's God. You know.
And the best in the world.
Best in the world. And I broke my back. I'll be back next week.
Because I have very super strength to recover from breaking my fucking back.
Yeah, I'm best in the world. Can't break a table.
Best in the world. He should come out to Fandango's theme.
That'd be interesting.
That'd be
good point.
Gay and creepy.
You know, somebody made a picture, and it was the Undertaker versus Fandango at WrestleMania 30.
I saw that. I was like, yeah, he'll be big enough to face Undertaker at WrestleMania next year. Right.
How funny would that be, though?
It would be funny as hell. You can destroy like 5 seconds.
Well, there you go. An easy win.
Finger poke of doom.
No. This isn't Shawn Michaels and Triple H.
The one moment I say which was good at WrestleMania was like how they teased in that, you know, tag team match, the Dolph Ziggler or whatever, Biggie Langston, Team Hell No One, how they teased the 18-second win. But,
well,
of course, that just made Daniel Bryan look weaker.
Well, on that main event last night, they had Big E beat up Zack Ryder.
Well, I heard that TNA signed somebody who worked for WWE. Don't know who the hell it is.
They signed Fandango.
Yeah, they got Fandango. They probably have good TV for once.
Fandango, he's getting too many cheers. We gotta send him to TNA.
Exactly.
Because that way, he'll get no cheers.
Of course not.
I know he's going to be singing his damn theme music.
Man, fucking... Fandango's music, yo, fucking, yo, reminds me of the fucking Price is Right.
The Price is Right?
The Price is Wrong, bitch.
Stay down. No. The Price is Wrong, Bobby.
Because this is one video of this, it's going to be like, okay, what the hell is going to be next? The Fandango shit.
Well, I don't know. I already posted that one of Chris Jericho pushing young talent, pushes the wrong guy.
And gets injured while pushing it.
No, and then it has the whole da-da-da-da underneath it. Crazy motherfuckers.
Just for the hell of it, I'm going to open iTunes to see where the hell is theme music ranked right now.
Uh-oh. Somebody's caught up in that.
I don't even give a fuck. I'm just laughing at it. It's actually one of the top 10 songs or whatever.
Man, I don't know. For some reason, people want to get that shit all the way up to number one.
Which is stupid as fuck, but funny at the same time.
Which is like, what, like a dollar or something to buy it?
99 cents.
Well, for music on iTunes, yeah.
Man, fuck that, man. I got that fucking shit for free. Because somebody had a download link on YouTube. No way in hell I'd buy that shit.
Where the fuck do they put albums by genre or whatever?
I don't know. Quietness. Well, this just...
The fuck happened?
that shit's pretty much over. I'm going to go watch that Robot Combat League.
Half of that.
And apparently the Fandango thing is $1.29 on
iTunes. Man, fuck that shit. Da, 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 and we
yep. Peace. Wait.